as we prepare to enter into our prayer time, let me share with you joys and concerns that have come to our attention during this past week. We begin with joys in the form of birthdays being celebrated. Christine Wiley celebrated her birthday on September 17th, Lisa Delp on September 18th, and Chris Bodie on September 19th. We continue to pray for and celebrate the children we sponsor around the world. For Nicole Florence and Aliana Kalamba in the Philippines, for Dili Babu in India, for Yashi Chotin in the Tibetan Children's Village in India, and for Isaiah Mishave in Zimbabwe. Today we also celebrate David Furness and his 33 years as St. John's Minister of Music. Join us outdoors near the Labyrinth today between 11:30 and 1:30 as we greet David, extend our best wishes to him in his retirement, and celebrate his many years of serving among us. Join us also as we celebrate the beginning of a new program year with a multitude of festivities on the church grounds, including an opportunity to meet our new Minister of Music, Andrew Paulson, participate in the basket raffle, purchase fairly traded coffee and tea, and pick up Sunday school materials for our families with preschool and elementary school age children. And we do have a concern as well for Patty Thomas and her family as they mourn the loss of Patty's cousin, Renee. Renee passed away on September 9th. As we prepare to enter into prayer, we each bring with us our own joys and concerns. May we be confident that as we pray, our God is listening. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Gracious God, we come before you now because we need you, and we need your help. Not unlike Moses in the wilderness who cried out to you because he had reached the end of his rope, sometimes we wait until things are falling apart before we turn to you. May that not be our mode of operating. May we remember to turn to you always, through thick and thin, in good times and bad, when we are filled with joy and feeling blessed, as well as when we are not at all sure how we're going to manage or even take one more step. For the privilege of being able to turn to you in prayer, knowing that you care deeply about each one of us and you are listening, we give thanks. On this celebration Sunday, we are very aware that there are many things to celebrate, even and especially amid a pandemic. We celebrate this community of faith and the commitment of its members to reach out to one another, to continue to support the life and work of the church, to keep on keeping on because we know you are in this with us. We celebrate our children and the hope they bring, even as we remember and celebrate the children around the world and those we sponsor and love from afar. We celebrate the long and faithful music ministry of David Furness, and ask your continued blessing on him as he begins a new chapter of life and continues to find ways to share his musical gifts. Even as we celebrate, O God, we are aware of those who are hurting, of those who are struggling to survive, of those who have been caught in the path of natural disasters, of those who are battling COVID-19, while we rejoice with those who are rejoicing, so too we weep with those who are weeping. May you grant us the desire and the courage to walk alongside our sisters and our brothers in need. May we dare to get to know them well enough to be able to offer help that will make a positive difference in their lives and in our world. God, when you responded to the cries of your people in the wilderness by providing manna to feed them, you asked them to trust you. May we also dare to trust you, to provide for our daily needs And may we dare to trust you to set us free to serve you by loving our neighbor while sharing generously of ourselves so that your love may be experienced far and wide. This we pray in Christ's name as we dedicate ourselves along with the offering that has been received throughout this past week to accomplish your good work both here at St. John's, in our community, and far beyond this place. All of these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever wilderness you face this day and in the days ahead, may you know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ fills you, and the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you on the journey, now and always. Amen.